This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, July 12, 2013. I'm Caleb Brown. The delays and changes and other problems with Obamacare continue. Michael Cannon, Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute, has some advice for members of Congress hoping to distance themselves from the unraveling program.
Just before the 4th of July, the Obama administration announced that it was going to be delaying the employer mandate in Obamacare. That's the requirement that employers with more than 50 workers offer adequate coverage to those full-time workers. And then a couple days later, before the weekend after the 4th of July, the administration announced that it was also postponing some other provisions of the law. So what they're postponing is not just the employer mandate, they're also postponing other provisions that were supposed to take effect in 2014, including the requirements that employers and insurers report certain information about their insurance offerings and enrollees. And they announced that they would not be doing the income verifications of people who apply for Obamacare subsidies. So what we're left with is a situation where the Obama administration has effectively repealed for 1 year several provisions of Obamacare. One of them is the employer mandate that was supposed to bring revenue into the Treasury from employers who weren't in compliance. They've also repealed these income and insurance verification provisions that were supposed to prevent people from getting subsidies who weren't eligible to receive those subsidies. So at the same time, the Obama administration is not going to be collecting revenue it's supposed to be collecting. It's going to be sending more money out the door to people who weren't supposed to be receiving these subsidies. Congress would not have passed Obamacare without these provisions in there, and yet because President Obama is having a hard time implementing the law, he's just jettisoning provisions because they're proving too difficult. Some people have described this as triage, as an effort to by the administration to focus on what's most important for implementation. And in a sense, that's correct. Triage is what you do in a crisis situation or an emergency where you are overwhelmed and can't deal with all the tasks that are before you. That, I think, is the most important takeaway from this announcement, because this doesn't really interrupt Obamacare's implementation. It may actually make that implementation easier, but it does show that they're having a really hard time with implementation, and this fix does make it more costly in addition to being completely unlawful the way the president went about it. Those are the most important takeaways here, is that this is lawful or this is not lawful. This is an illegal attempt to rewrite the law without congressional notification, much less input, and it presages further difficulties down the road.
But as you note, none of this actually gums up the works. None of this is actually going to stop the law. You said it may make implementation, in fact, easier, when I think people who are opponents of the law, opponents of this larger intrusion of the government into healthcare, would prefer to see portions of it rolled back. So where do things stand on the front of actually rolling back parts of that law?
Well, one thing that these unilateral one-year repeals of these provisions of the law are going to do is they are emboldening Obamacare's opponents in Congress. The House of Representatives is planning on holding a vote to delay legislatively the employer mandate for 1 year, and also delay the individual mandate for 1 year, because it really is unfair that employers are getting off the hook and individuals are not. That could seriously frustrate implementation of the law if they delay the individual mandate, and that means that fewer young and healthy people show up to purchase the required health insurance, because they need healthy people in these pools in order to make the whole thing work. But this wasn't the only news to come out in recent days about implementation, and there was other news that will more directly frustrate the administration's ability to implement the law. There was something called the smoker's glitch that was announced just this week. What this is, basically, it's kind of complicated, but what it basically means is that insurers will not have the latitude to charge smokers higher premiums that the law says they will have, just because of a problem with the government's computer systems. And so what that means is, no matter how insurers respond, they could respond in a couple of ways, but no matter how they respond, the risk pools in Obamacare's health insurance exchanges are going to be sicker, because they're going to be sicker, premiums are going to be higher, and fewer healthy people are going to show up. So even though the administration's repeal of these provisions is, or delay of these provisions, is getting all the attention right now, even though that's going to have a big impact on the federal budget, and from a rule of law standpoint, it's what's most offensive about what's happening with the implementation. This relatively obscure smoker's glitch could have a more destabilizing effect on Obamacare than the administration's moves on these other provisions.
Some members of Congress have proposed delaying the implementation of the individual mandate, just like the implementation of the employer mandate. What do you think Congress ought to be doing?
I really don't think that that approach rises to the moment. If they had a vote on that, that might be helpful. I think what they should be doing is passing another full repeal bill and attaching that to an increase in the debt limit, or attaching that to some appropriations measure like the Department of Health and Human Services appropriations bill, without which HHS cannot function. And then send that to the Senate and go home for the August recess. Because that would set up a situation where it shows – it's going to create an air of inevitability around repeal of Obamacare. It rises to this moment in which we find ourselves where the Obama administration is admitting that it cannot implement this law on time. And just delaying the individual mandate doesn't do anything to address that. Delaying the individual mandate doesn't do anything to stop the very dangerous subsidies that are that would still go out the door on January 1st of 2014 if the Obama administration has its way. Short of threatening a government shutdown in that way, unless they get Obamacare repeal, I think that the House of Representatives could hold a vote to delay the entire law for 1 year, or the provisions that are supposed to take effect in 2014 for 1 year, because clearly they cannot get those everything in place the way Congress wanted it to be. And so if they give the administration another if they delay it for a year, well, then there's a very simple message that they can use to sell that, which is you don't have any taxpayer protections. Well, then you don't get any subsidies. Or if employers get relief, then everybody is going to get relief, not just people who are subject to the individual mandate, but people who are subject to other taxes under this law.
Michael Cannon is Director of Health Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.